Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As early humans took to the sea to occupy the islands of the Pacific, they encountered hundreds of species of birds that had never known human contact. Tim Blackburn, professor in the Center for Ornithology at the University of Birmingham, explains the link between human expansion and the extinction of island birds across the Pacific.
The remote islands of the eastern Pacific were the last habitable region on Earth to be colonized by humans. Fossils show that there was a major extinction of bird species soon after the first people arrived. But just how many species were actually lost is unknown. This is because the fossil record is imperfect, and a large number of species would have vanished without leaving any trace. But we can estimate this number by seeing how well fossils preserve bird species that survived the arrival of people. If there are lots of extant species missing from the fossil record, then lots of extinct species will be missing too. We can use the mismatch to estimate how many. Here we run into further complications, however. Features of islands and species that affect the quality of the fossil record are also likely to have affected how many species went extinct, and this may bias our estimates. Our research used new statistical techniques that allow us to model extinction rates while at the same time accounting for uncertainties in the fossil record and for variation in extinction rates among species and islands. These models suggest that around two-thirds of Pacific bird species went extinct soon after the first humans arrived, and that two-thirds of these are missing from the fossil record. More species were lost from smaller, drier islands, as these suffered more habitat destruction and also have fewer refuges from hunters. Flightless and large-bodied species are the preferred targets of these hunters and were more likely to have gone extinct. Our results imply that 1,300 bird species were lost from tropical Pacific islands following the arrival of the first humans. To put that in perspective, it equates to the loss of around one in every 10 bird species that existed at the time.
That was Tim Blackburn of the University of Birmingham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.